So this last anuakam we learned, the fifth anuakam, it's about omnipresence of God in space, or in space, that's what we said, right? Yeah, in the universe, the entire universe. Now, it started with the bhavayacha and then it ends with jipyayacha. Bhava, all I said is birth. But Bhava also is one of the Ashtamurtis. How many of you remember the Ashtamurtis? Yes? No? Nobody remembers Ashtamurtis? Adults, children are probably. Ashtamurtis? What? What are the Ashtamurtis? Eight different adults also? Seriously? Bhima, I'm asking who are the eight? Don't worry about the Sanskrit names. I'm asking what are the eight Murtis, the eight things that are important for sustenance of the universe. Eight things. Hello? Start with the earth, water, fire. Okay, there are five covered right there.
Earth, water, fire, space,
wind, and wind. Right? You already covered wind, right? Five. Five, what are the five? You just covered the five.
Earth, water, fire, air, wind.
Air, wind, space. Okay. Five, what are the three more left?
Sun,
moon, and the self. Sun, moon, and the self. Those are the eight. Hello. Okay, that's it. When I say Ashtamurtis, you forget it. When I say eight, and then I say five covered, then everything comes back. And then of these eight, now go back to the names. Earth. Earth, now Bhavaya Devaya Namah, Sarvaya Devaya Namah. In that context, Earth. Who is Earth? Okay, you all know the eight. Bhavaya Devaya Namaha, Sarvaya Devaya Namaha, Ishanaya Devaya Namaha, Pashupateya Devaya Namaha, Rudraya Devaya Namaha, Ugraya Devaya Namaha, Bhimaya Devaya Namaha, Mahate Devaya Namaha. Eight. These are the eight. Now I'm showing you. You start with Earth. Who is Earth? Definitely not Bhava. Otherwise it would be easy. Somebody already is trying that. Who is the Earth? Of the eight I said, who is the Earth? Don't know. Just so don't know. Because I'm not connected to it. This is the only thing you have to connect in your spiritual life. Forget God. Forget the concept of God. Forget the concept that God is existing somewhere. If you have not connected in your spiritual life with these eight, you are not connected to God. Period. It has to be ingrained in our head. Every time you walk on earth, you know you are walking on God. Every time you are drinking water, you are drinking water, God. Every time you are breathing God. Every time you are thinking God. Every time you are connected with yourself, you are connecting to God. Every time you see the light, you are in God. Every time you don't see the light, you are also in God. And the one that is connecting all of this stuff to you is God. There is no need for any religion. There is no need for any worship. There is no need for any God. There is no need for anything in life. Only if we remember this eight. Not right. So, when we are connecting to this eight, you are in God. Is it making sense? Yeah. If somebody tells you what's your religion, tell them religion of eight. Now come back to this. Now every time you do this worship, Bhavaya Devaya, Sarvaya Devaya, throwing flowers, pouring water, what is the point of all of that? It's useless, it's purposeless. God is not caring about how much we throw flowers at Him, how much we sit, and when you are living in this presence, this is the presence of God in our lives. Okay, now earth is Sarva. Water is Bhava. Fire is Rudra. Wind is Ugra. Space, Bhima. Bhima. Ishana is Sun. Mahate is Moon. Pashupati is the indweller God. Now you see, just think about what is it to feel God's presence when you have not. Is there anything in our life that we do 24/7, 365? What that means is 24 hours in a
day, 7 days
a week, 365. 24/7, 365. Is there any time or a place where you are not touched by one or more of these eight? Raise your hand. Hello. Answer is? No. So is there any place or time in your life that you are not touched by God? No. If you believe all these eight are God. And they are God. Every time you say Bhavaya Devaya Namaha, oh my God, saliva, blood, thank you God. Every time you feel that my hair is lost, my nerves are not working, my skin problem, thank you, Sharva, the earth God. Every time you feel there is no hunger in you, there is no thirst in you, there is no fire in your belly, Rudraya Devaya Namaha, thank you God. Every time you have an asthma attack or an allergy or some breathing problem, you are connected to Ugraya Devaya Namaha. Please help me, Wind God. Every time you don't remember anything, every time you cannot recollect where you placed, every time you are struggling to think, thank you, God. Bhava, Bhimaya Devaya Namaha, help me. You can't see properly, eye problem, heart problem, all these problems because you are not connected to Sun God. Ishanaya Devaya Namaha. Every time you have a depression, every time you have a problem about anxiety, every time you have a bipolar syndrome, and every time you lose your temper, the mind has gone astray, thank you, Mahate Devaya Namaha, please help me. If you don't know, you feel yourself, only God can bless you, Pashupadev Devaya Namaha. That's the indweller God. Now, Bhavaya Cha, what is that?
Water.
After telling so much, then you, okay. Bhava is?
Water.
Sharva is? Bhavaya Devaya Namaha, Sharvaya Devaya Namaha, Pashupate Devaya Namaha. Self, yes. Rudraya Devaya Namaha.
Fire.
Ugraya Devaya Namaha. Bhimaya Devaya Namaha. Mahate Devaya Namaha. Ishanaya Devaya Namaha. Ah, my, now you got it. This is the essence of, we're starting a new religion from now, the religion of?
Eight.
That's it. Go green. Go green means now, if you believe all of these things are God, will you do anything that is stupid to the earth? No. Will you do anything that is stupid to the water?
No.
Wasting the water?
No.
Wasting the food? Which is fire. Wasting the food? No. No. Say no, diarrhea. Say no, yes. Okay. Then, you understand now? You can't pollute the air. Now the question you have to ask, how do I pollute the sound? Human being also pollutes the sound. Every time you put stupid things in your ears and hearing it, yeah, sound God is gone, has trained you. Don't even waste time listening to stuff that you can't even focus on. I'm so serious because I see these people, you know, I go to work in Davis. My God, these kids are going on this bicycle with this stuff in their hand. You don't know who will come from what time, and they don't even, you don't even know. And then there are people that are walking on the street in Davis. I mean, why Davis? Everywhere. They're walking on the street and they're walk, and even while you're walking, you have to text. Yeah. And then in India, there's other thing. There'll be a guy with his phone like this. What's the problem? Yes, what's wrong with these people? In these people, Bhavaya Devaya Namaha, Sarvaya Devaya Namaha, nobody is working. In these people, nobody is working, including Pashupate Devaya Namaha, because they don't even know what their self is. They don't even have a self-esteem and self-confidence, self-realization and self-satisfaction. The four pillars of spiritual life. Right? Understand? Okay. Bhavaya Devaya Namaha. That's how it started, this Anuvakam, last Anuvakam. The presence in the context. Now it ends with Dvipyayacha, going through so many different types of waters. Now that I mentioned to you very, very uniquely, Bhagavan gave this insight that the presence is the existence and the awareness of the presence is the water that is flowing in you. The I in you, when you connect to the I am, the I when connected through I am to the I, that I am I is Satchit Ananda, in which I is the Sat, I is the happiness, between am is the awareness. I am I. Bhavayacha means that presence of existence connected through awareness of a water that is flowing as I am awareness. Is it too philosophical for you guys? No, tell me the truth. Is it all sounding too much philosophy? Yes, Surabhi? Adults, forget it, they are all like, they're either doing like this or doing like this, like this. Adults, forget it. I want really, if you are connected, my whole aim is to connect you to this. Once you're connected to this, man, it's unshakable. It's unshakable foundation. Is it making sense? The I, as you feel, as the body, is the existence. The I, which is beyond body and mind, is the real I, that is happiness. And the am that is connecting the two, your individual reality like a body and the mind, to the absolute reality that you are not body and the mind, is connected through this am. I am I. This is the essence of Sat Chit Ananda. So Bhava Yacha, what is Bhava? What is Bhava also is? I am awareness as presence. That is the essence. I am I. That's it. So when you say I, this little fellow called Achintya, that is the small I. But what's the big I?
Baba.
Baba. Yes, beautiful. So you are?
Baba.
But you are not simply Achintya. But yet you are Achintya. Now take this conversation home. Ask all questions to your parents. They will be totally confused about you. If they are not already. Era, Suresh, ready? Huh? Ready for the conversation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is yes, you are yes. Okay.
Yes.
Now let's go to the next one. Namo Jeshthaya. पूर्वजाय च परजाय च नमो मध्यमाय च गल्भाय च नमो जघन्याय च बुद्धियाय च नमः शोभ्याय च प्रतिसर्याय च नमो नमः ज्येष्ठाय च कनिष्ठाय च नाउ द लिटरल मीनिंग ऑफ द वर्ड्स ज्येष्ठाय च मीन्स दि एल्डेस्ट एंड यू आस्क द क्वेश्चन ग्रैंडफादर द एल्डेस्ट ही इज इन द ग्रैंडफादर ज्येष्ठाय च ही इज इन द एल्डेस्ट कनिष्ठाय च ही इज आल्सो इन द यंगेस्ट Eldest, youngest.
Like he goes back and forth.
He is present in grandfather. He is also present in the youngest one in the family. That's what he's saying.
He grows super fast.
Yeah, no, he not grow super fast. He is simply present, that's all. Okay, yeah. Now, Purvajaya cha. Now, if there is Jyeshtha, there should be someone before that. No, hello. If there is a grandfather, can the grandfather exist without somebody before him? Who is that?
Great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather is somebody. What somebody say? Righteousness.
No, ancestor.
Ancestor, sir. Grandfather, great-grandfather. And great-grandfather as? And like that, there is always one? There is always one before. So there should be... Now I know you got it. Now we don't need to put great to the power of infinity, Father. Okay. Now that means there should be one always before someone, right? Therefore it is called Purvajaya cha. Means the one before that. Purvajaya cha means the one that is initially there, the one to begin with. Aparajaya means the one who will be the last. He is the last. He is the beginning, he is the last. Means what? The whole creation started with him. Who is the creator? In Hindu mythology, who is the creator? Brahma. But who created Brahma?
Shiva.
So someone created Brahma, Purvajaya. Aparajaya. After everybody is gone, one fellow will be left. And he will be the one that is left. You understand? Now, Father's Day, grandfather, great grandfather,
great great grandfather,
great to the power of
infinity
father, and the one who is present before that, Purvajaya cha, the one who is the last. Last born, who is Kanishthaya, but there is son, there is father, son, grandson, great grandson, great to the power of infinity, and then there will be one left after that. Now what are we talking about in the context of generations? What are we talking about?
Time.
Time. Yes. Time. What was the fifth anuvakam? Omnipresence in?
Space.
What is this anuvakam?
Time.
Got it. Case closed. Purvajaya cha, aparajaya cha. Madhyamaya. So, if there is one in the beginning, there is one in the end. There should be some in the?
Middle.
Those are madhyamaya cha. Apagalbhaya cha. Apagalbhaya means an infant, a little one. The one who is the little. Now, in the context of all of this, there are little people, big people also in the context of time. There are little ones. And jaghanyaya means those that are born through the middle of the body, like calves and, you know, the cattle, livestock, that's born through the middle of the body. Those that are born through the middle of the body. Jaghanyaya cha. those that are born to the roots, like tubers, potatoes, seeds, they are born in the roots, isn't it? Jaghan buddhiyaya cha, sobhyaya cha, those that are born mixed with good and bad, pratisaryaya cha, and those that are constantly evolving. Evolution is happening in time too. Now you see, this is the beauty of Vedas. This is such an incredible thing about Vedas. We made these Vedas into some kind of mythological stuff and creating fear in people about some god that existed. None of this is to do with any god. You understand? Meaning, none of this is to do with any particular god. Like Shiva, or what we call as the Shiva is the Shiva. In Devon Ke Dev Mahadev or whatever stuff. Not that kind of Shiva. All this is nothing to do with. The same thing you can call Allah. The same thing you can call Ahura Mazda. Same thing you can call nihilism. Nothingness. But everything is present in that one. That is what everybody connected to. Al in Sanskrit means Shakti. Aha means the one who is associated with it. Allah means Shiva Shakti. Allah means Shiva Shakti. How did Muhammad get all that beautiful word from God? It's all about righteousness. It's all about compassion. It's all about peace. It's all about the download that he got from God. Just like the rishis were able to see the presence of God in space and time, nothing to do with one particular form. Yes, sir.
That reminds me of one question which you put the other day. The association of that moon sign with the Muslim, with the, I should say that, the religion. Can you just tell the reason?
Oh, we're celebrating Ramadan today, which was actually on Thursday. Ramadan was on Thursday. The moon is the mind. Mahate Devaya Namaha. Mahate Devaya Namaha. This mind, when it is in its lowest form, like a line of moon. Where is that line of moon? Where did you see that line of moon? In the sky, yeah, that's obvious.
But
Shiva, isn't it? This is a line of moon on Shiva. But that line of moon, Shiva, every time you see Shiva, are you praying to the line of moon of Shiva? On Shiva, who are you praying to?
Shiva.
So the star is the Shiva. The mind is the moon. Allah means just Shiva only. When your mind is in its lowest, you are able to actually see the God present everywhere. When the mind is full of yourself, meaning I, this little I, you won't be able to see God anywhere and everywhere. You don't see God nowhere. That is a negative thing, like they talk here. Stupid English, sorry. You don't see God nowhere. What does that mean? You don't see God anywhere. Two negatives. Yeah? Yeah, you are able to see the God inside your heart when your head and the moon is like a moon line. Your mind is in the lowest, then it will go see the God right here. And therefore, the moon inside the heart, that heart is the star, this moon is your mind. Keep your mind the lowest so that you can recognize the God present within you and everywhere. This is the essence of Islam. But lot of Muslims don't know this. Hello, you understand? The gentleman that came, I'm getting Father's Day call. Sorry, I can't talk right now. Okay. So, the context of what I am saying is, The gentleman that came and talked to us about Islam, what does that symbol mean to you? What did he say? Nothing much. Right? Not that they should all be connected. Are all Hindus connected to anything to do with Vedas? No. So I'm not complaining about that. Gentleman, I'm saying, when you focus on this and you understand this, there are a lot of pandits that explain Rudram as in through all mythological stories, chanting poem after poem and chanting sloka after sloka very eloquently. That's all great. They are all great people. They are great scholars. But when they fail to convey the message of how this should help you connect to yourself and it is not related to any Hindu god, they are doing a disservice. Because they're propagating, fueling another passion about some Shiva god, therefore you should go destroy everybody else in the name of Shiva. That is very bad. Because for God is love and love is God. Whether it is Islam, whether it is Hinduism, whether it is Christianity, whether it is whatever religion, it only teaches the end of all the wisdom is love. Bhagavan says, end of culture is perfection, end of education is character, end of knowledge is freedom, end of wisdom is love. Therefore, any wise person is not really loving when they propagate passions in people about religions and tell them this is the only thing you should believe. Vishnu is the only thing you should believe. Shiva is the only thing you should believe. Jesus is the only thing you should believe. Or Allah is the only thing you should believe. And in the name of Allah, therefore, you should kill everyone else that should not believe in Allah. They truly did not understand anything about Islam. They truly did not understand what Muhammad gave to God as Quran. They truly did not understand what Krishna gave to Arjuna as Bhagavad Gita. They truly did not understand anything about the love of Jesus. Understand? Jeshta Icha, Kanishta Icha. One who is present first, the one who is present last. The one who is to begin with and the one who will be left as the last. The one who is born in the middle and the one who is as innocent as an infant. The one who is born through the middle and the one who is actually constantly evolving. And the one that is mixed with good and bad and the one that is evolving. That's what. Pratisadhyaycha is what is evolving. Now chant the one more time please. Now beautiful. Now let's contemplate all this stuff about time. Omnipresence in time is what we are learning in this five. And how that does that apply in the context of different people that are evolving in time? Everything in evolution is happening in time, isn't it? Yeah. Evolution is always happening in time. And through this evolution, within ourselves, what we are talking about, so whenever I am teaching the meaning, I am talking the outer meaning and the inner meaning. The outer meaning is how it is applying to yourself. Jeshtaicha, my elder brother. Kanishtaicha, my younger brother. That is outside relationship. Yes? Outside relationship. But inside you, all these relationships exist. Inside ourselves, there is a beautiful relationship. And that beautiful relationship inside us. There are times when we are the great people, Jeshta Icha. There are certain expertise that we have, Jeshta. Jeshta Rajam Brahmanam. When we say Jeshta Rajam. Jeshta means, also means, the one who is very learned. Jeshta Rajam means, the one who is shining because of their learnedness. Scholarliness, right? There is certain scholarship that you get when you basically focus on certain aspects, isn't it? Hello, am I making sense? So Jeshtaicha means the one who is learned. Kanishtaicha means the one who is not that learned. So usually what you say when somebody makes an opinion, hey, he's a small fellow, don't care about it. Right? In the family itself, in the younger guy makes a suggestion, just because you are a younger guy, they'll immediately say, like, even in your college, I'm the senior guy, he's the junior guy. Oh, that fellow was my junior. As if being a junior is something inferior. Nothing like that. Hello. Time is nothing to do with learnedness. Independent of time, you can be learned and also unlearned. Jeshtaicha, Kanishtaicha. But the one that is existing in time with you, that fellow has not changed. The only thing is, he is not shining forth through you at all the time. That's the point. You understand? Omnipresence in time is that. Jeshtaicha, Kanishtaicha. In the context of those that are superior in their scholarship, those that are not that scholarly. In fact, the fun point is, those that are not scholarly are the ones that are actually spiritually very progressive. Most of the time. Now you see another father to call. Only I will get only two calls, don't worry. They will only call when they know I am very busy. So that they can leave a message. Thank God they don't watch these YouTube videos. So they will never know. Unless you forward it to them. So Jeshtaicha, Kanishtaicha. Jeshtaicha means the one who is learned. Kanishtaicha, the one who is not learned. What I was saying was, sometimes the scholarship is a burden. What scholarship Bhagavan Ramana has? What scholarship Ramakrishna has? What scholarship Tukaram had? What scholarship Nana had? What scholarship the little girl that went and did service? You don't even know her name, but these are the things she didn't remember. She is called Janabai. She is the one that wrote some of Baba's aartis. Tujhe kaya devu savalya mikhaya tariho. That Abhang was written by Janabai. She was a maid, untouchable servant in the house of Nana. What scholarship she had? What scholarship the elephant had? What scholarship the cobra had? What scholarship a spider had? What scholarship did Kannappa have? What scholarship did Ekalavya have? They are all realized souls. So don't worry if you are scholarly or not. That is the least important thing. However, you should be learned. Learned about what? About the omnipresence of the God within you all the time. And when you pray to Him, manifest through me, He will manifest whatever He would feel like manifesting through you. For that you have to be empty, completely empty. Ask Him to manifest through you. And all the scholarly stuff becomes a burden. It's like the donkey carrying sandalwood. Donkeys carry a lot of sandalwood. All the scholarship is like that sandalwood. And this donkey is carrying it all the time. The donkey doesn't know the smell of the sandalwood. It's only the human that comes and, oh, what a beautiful thing that is. The one who can smell bhakti. Only the one that can smell the love for God will truly enjoy this scholarship. Otherwise, it is like the donkey carrying sandalwood. So through every one of these, Jeshtaicha, Kanishtaicha, Purvajayacha, Aparajayacha. Purvajayacha means also means the cause of everything, the seed that is present right within. You understand, guys? Now the seed, in the before the world started, the world started as a seed called Hiranyagarbha. So Purvajayacha means the one who is at the beginning as Hiranyagarbha. Aparajayacha means the one who is remaining after everything is destroyed, and that is called Kala Agni. At that time only one thing is present, the only force that destroys everything, that force exists, everything is destroyed. Therefore, Purvajayacha means the cause of everything, and Aparajayaja means the effect that happens later on in time. How does this apply to us? Listen to this very carefully. Very important. Purvajayaja means your thought or action that you do right now, that we do right now. The effect of that thought, the effect of that action remains in time until it is completely nullified. That's called karma. You do a bad action today, there are certain actions, the effect will come back immediately. Yes? Hello? They'll come back immediately. If you take a blade and cut your finger, what happens? Blood will come?
Immediately.
Yeah, not 2 weeks from now. Blood will come immediately. That is the action and the effect immediately happens. Supposing you take a seed of a tomato plant and you put in a pot. Will the fruit come immediately?
No.
How long will it take?
A few months.
Be specific, tomato plant. Only thing we do is eat tomato. No. How do we care how tomatoes are grown, how long it will take? If you really understood how long it would take to grow these tomatoes, how much effort people are putting in grow, now your love for tomato will increase much better. Oh my God, so much time and effort has gone into this tomato, I should not waste a single bit of it because so much resources have gone into this. So therefore, you need to know, when you put a tomato seed in the soil, the fruit will come only after 3.5 months, to be precise. And lot of light, lot of energy is going into that, right? So the effect of planting a tomato seed to get the fruit is taking months. And sometimes the effect of what you do now and the effect of what you think now will come back after a few births. Purvajayacha aparajayacha. If you remember this, then what happens is, oh my God, I have to be so careful with what I do. I have to be so careful with what I think. No? Yes? Yes? This is very important. Similarly, with what you think and what you do now, you think it has effect only on you. No, no. It has effect on your children, on your own community. And this is even more important. Purvajayacha aparajayacha. And I don't want to scare any of you with all the story. If I tell some stories around this karma theory, you will, trust me, you will stop acting. That's the power of Purvajayacha, Aparajayacha. Now I will continue I know brother is here for yoga. Today the class is going to be short. And short means 1 hour instead of last week. So now when you're connecting to this yoga, you know, beautiful job he is doing, my brother here. Excellent job he is doing. Wonderful that he is coming and teaching us how to connect to ourselves. Yoga is connection primarily not just to the body. Yoga is also connection to the divine one that is present within you. And therefore, when you are doing this, when we are studying this Rudram, you are connecting to that. And yoga is not acrobatic and only for stretches and losing weight and all that. That yoga effect is a temporary effect of yoga. But the real yoga is connecting, like he takes us through, to connecting to the divine force that is working through us. That is the real yoga. Let's focus on that. Next, with that, we'll close with Om and Three Shalas. Om Shalas.